Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
One of the most interesting things about any legislative session are those days built around a central theme, and yesterday was Human Trafficking Day at the state capitol. Days built around themes usually include hearings on bills that deal with the subject and maybe a rally and lunch in the rotunda. Yesterday was no exception. The day began in House Judiciary with House Bill 112, sponsored by Representative Jody Etchart of Billings. One of the main purposes of the bill was to reorganize our current human trafficking statute into four distinct categories: standard sex trafficking, human trafficking for purposes of labor, child sex trafficking, and aggravated sex trafficking, in which a trafficker forces or deceives someone into sex trafficking. Depending on the severity of the offense, penalties can range from up to 5 years in prison for a first offense to a mandatory 100 years in prison for an aggravated offense. What a difference 20 years makes. When we first began working on this issue 2 decades ago, promoting the prostitution of a minor was a misdemeanor. Organized gangs were coming into the state and recruiting girls. When those crimes became felonies, the gangs left, but only for a short time. Now they're back. Many of these victims are trafficked on a circuit, moving from city to city across the United States, staying one step ahead of law enforcement. It is, in an absolute sense, modern-day slavery. And one of the most disturbing aspects is who is involved. Years ago, in testimony, one victim recalled being arraigned after her arrest and realizing that the judge was one of her customers. Another girl who finally escaped from her captor began going to church, only to find some of her former customers sitting beside her in the pews. It's an epidemic. Girls are being kidnapped and sold into slavery. Others are tricked by someone they think is their boyfriend, who gets them hooked on drugs, then traffics them for his own profit. And worst of all are the parents who traffic their own small children. It's evil on an unimaginable scale, and it's right here in Montana, and every other state for that matter. That's why Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson has made it one of his top priorities. According to Knutson, lawmakers and law enforcement need to do more to attack the demand side of what is ultimately an economic problem. There's an old saying, crime that pays is crime that stays, and that's certainly true of human trafficking. Knutson was quick to point out that these traffickers would not be doing business in Montana if there was not a demand for human trafficking victims. After the hearing, there was a rally and luncheon in the rotunda where lawmakers and stakeholders were able to speak with the Attorney General and his staff. Great strides have been made in the past 20 years, but there's so much more to do. Knutson said that the department's human trafficking investigations are up nearly 900% in the past 8 years. The challenge is in getting the convictions. The good news is that Montana law enforcement, the Department of Justice, and federal agencies are all working together for the sake of the young girls, the women, and the children who are being used by others for pleasure and for profit. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.